Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
The thing that a lot of people talk about today is it seems like a lot of kids are getting the autism spectrum type diagnosis. And is it because it's the diagnosis of the 21st century? Not necessarily. I think it's because parents are very intuitive. The minute their kids, I mean, we've got books, What to Expect When You're Expecting, What to Expect After the Child is Born. We already know what is basically in the box in terms of the way these children should be acting when they are growing up. Your child should walk by this age and your child should talk by this age. And when the children aren't, the parents start asking questions. And I think that's one reason why you see a lot of parents are more on top of the characteristics, therefore they are able to go to their doctor and get led in the right direction in terms of the diagnosis.
Say a word about maybe just, we talked a little bit, just allude to the spectrum. But talk about some of the characteristics and what we're including in
NBD.
In
the NBD piece, the reason I call it NBD is all of the things that we're talking about, whether it be ADD, autism, learning disabilities, obsessive compulsive disorder, bipolar, anything that is neurological, it basically comes down to each of them has their own specific characteristics to be able to visualize and use it in terms of diagnostics and even working with these kids. But the way that the reason I call it MBD is an acronym, which I'm not always a fan of, but it's so much when you're talking about these different diagnoses. If you look at like Olympic rings, There's a place where the rings touch. And through my experience, one thing we talked about, I do not have initials behind my name. I have a BA in biology, but I don't have a master's or a PhD. And what I have is mammology, a degree in that, because I live with it 24/7. But one thing that I've experienced over the last 20 years, you might say, is you don't always see kids that really have just a clean, clear diagnosis of ADD, because usually there's something else that goes with it. And where, if you look at those Olympic rings and where they touch, there's this synergistic relationship. George's primary diagnosis is Asperger's, but he also has characteristics of ADD as well as obsessive compulsive disorder. And when you tell people, it's a lot of words. It's a lot of definitions, and that's where we get into NBDs, because it really doesn't matter what their diagnosis is. Each of these kids are individuals, and they show characteristics in a different fashion. So instead of just worrying about terms, I just say, why not just a diagnosis? Why not just term it inside that Olympic rings?
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.